Hey, ding-dongs. I'm Jamie.
I'm Richard.
And this is Explain It to Jamie, the political comedy podcast in which I, Jamie, a politically innocent but curious young man, have the complicated political happenings of the world explained to me by my politically savvy friend, Richard Lamb.
Bah.
Bah.
That's me.
Now, this is not a normal episode.
No.
Because I am, as you are listening to this, away.
Yeah, Jamie's took us. He's taking a kind of slightly surprise trip to
NYC,
woo!
Baby, the Big Apple,
the city that never sleeps, Pyongyang. and so we kind of had to throw together another episode in short order in back here in the past where we're talking to you. So we're gonna just do kind of a little mini episode for you.
Yeah, we're gonna touch in on the NDP leadership election and the result.
Yeah. So why don't we just punch right into it?
Yeah, get it, theme song.
All right, so Jamie, what do you know about what happened in the NDP leadership race?
You know what? Surprisingly little. Yes. I know that Jagmeet Singh one.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's how you pronounce his name.
It is.
Then that's as much as I know. I know he won. I think from what I heard, I paid I feel guilty at how little attention I paid to it. I heard that there were like some really exciting people running in the NDP this year, but yeah, I'm not a card-carrying NDP member, so I sort of waited for them to work it out before tuning in.
Yeah. For those who are international listeners, the NDP is Canada's like other party. It's not the Liberals of Justin Trudeau or the Conservatives of Andrew Scheer. It's kind of our slightly farther to the left most of the time than the Liberals party. It's our third option. And they just had their leadership race, in which there were four very exciting candidates for different reasons. And the winner was this guy, Jagmeet Singh, who is the first ever non-white head of a political party ever in Canadian history. It's a big deal. It's also a big deal because he is a turbaned Sikh.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he wears a turban. He has a large beard.
Yeah. And depending on what comment thread you go on the internet, they'll say, he's a fucking Muslim.
Yeah, right. Well, people have literally said that to his face.
Yeah.
I'll talk just for a hot second about the other people who are in the race, because the race is done now and Jagmeet won, so it's not as relevant, although it still is a bit relevant. They were Charlie Angus, who is like a kind of blue-collar Ontario guy, really sharp, really like folksy, down-to-earth, grounded guy. Guy Caron, who was like a policy guy, and I am a card-carrying member of the NDP, and I voted for Guy Caron as my first choice because I thought he just had great policy. A lot of the stuff that you and I have talked about on the podcast, like universal basic income, like a massive infrastructure project for renewable energy and a transition from the oil economy, were his major platforms.
Oh, yeah? How does he feel about electoral reform?
He had a huge electoral reform outline, proportional representation. He had the plan written out.
Right on.
And yet he failed. And then the third candidate was Nikki Ashton, who really brought a really exciting, true leftist perspective to the race, really brought like the language of Jeremy Corbyn. In a way, she was kind of like the closest to a Jeremy Corbyn we had in terms of just like identifying the class lines in politics and trying to bring a discussion of class and redistribution and leftism and socialism into this race.
Right. So was it a tight race then? Like, was it...
It was not a tight race in the sense that in order to win the NDP election, you have to get more than 50%. So you have to just get a simple majority. And Jagmeet won it in one ballot. Because generally, if they'll vote once, if nobody's at 50%, they like knock off the lowest person, vote again. This time, Jagmeet just took it straight up the very first time.
Right. Everybody wanted him.
Yes. Everybody wanted him. Part of what happened was the NDP signed up a lot of new members. Like a lot of new members. I think they almost doubled their total membership so it's about 150,000 members now nationally. And Jagmeet signed up 47,000 of those new members himself Yeah, he created a lot of energy among communities of color, especially, I think.
I've been he's certainly, to my knowledge, the most famous one of the people running.
Yeah, and for good reason, I think, too. I have an immense amount of respect for all four of these people. All four of them were interesting candidates who all had exciting alternatives to the politics on offer in Canada. I think that Jagmeet was by far the best choice for leader.
Okay.
Sorry, that's wrong, because I didn't vote for the guy. I think that I didn't love some of Jagmeet's policies. In terms of Jagmeet's policies, he was definitely the of the four the most to the right, the most closer to the center left.
Right.
And I was disappointed in that, and that's what made me not vote for him as my first choice. As the face of the party, as the like media figure, a public figure, he was by far the best one. He was so good in debates. He's articulate. He's genuinely quite passionate. He's very handsome.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy. He's really charismatic.
Yeah, some friends of mine are in the Second City show here in Toronto, and I think he came to see the show last night.
He did.
And so I've got some photos of like him sitting on a friend of mine's lap, and one of the first things I noticed was like he's like a big muscular,
he's a big strong fit guy, beaming smile, and he speaks really genuinely. He in many ways, the Globe and Mail published an article recently that said Jagmeet Singh is Justin Trudeau's worst nightmare, and it's true.
Right.
He's a direct contender for a Justin Trudeau's exact niche.
Right.
Everything that was fun and sexy about Justin Trudeau, but Justin Trudeau's been through the news cycle with it already, is a new fun and sexy about Jagmeet Singh.
Right.
But Jagmeet Singh stands a chance of actually having, leftist politics.
Right. So he can make, a lot of the people that voted for Justin Trudeau on his alleged politics can vote.
Yeah.
For
he's Jagmeet actually Singh a neoliberal.
A bit more.
Aplomb. Exactly. And he, that whole Canada's the model for the world, where the anti-Trump, how could there be a clearer candidate for that than a turbaned Sikh man who's young and cool and can crack a joke and can also, really passionate, right? Like that's the anti-Trump if you ever heard of one, except unless he was a woman, that would be better. but at the same time, another cool thing about what he's done is he's hired all three of the others. All three of the other candidates are part of his crew.
Great.
And with Guy Caron as the policy guy and Nikki Ashton as,
So he's not going to alienate his own party.
No, he's not going to alienate his own party. It was not a bitter divide between all of them. And he's taking, I think, elements from the other candidates that are good. So, for example, Jagmeet had on his policies, he wanted electoral reform, but he didn't have a concrete plan. And when people were asked about it, people asked him about it in debates, he was like, honestly, Guy Caron has a really good electoral reform plan. I think that's a good model. I got to give the credit to my opponent here in this race. His plan is really excellent. He's really good at that stuff. Mm. So I think there's a chance that will be Guy Caron's electoral reform plan could be the model for the electoral reform plan.
Right. So this is, okay, I don't want to get too giddy or too on the Jagmeet Singh train, but everything you're describing sounds to me as pretty fucking awesome.
It is all pretty fucking awesome. There's things about his plan that I didn't like. He had an old age, he wanted to simplify old age pensions in a way that means tested them, which means that it was about evaluating, you could only access them if you had if you didn't have a certain amount of money and stuff. Means-tested programs are generally considered not true redistributive programs, and so those are more center-left, centrist kind of attitudes towards things, and that was disappointing to me, and I'm worried about stuff like that. I think we do have to watch Jagmeet to see ideologically what kind of stuff he wants to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be an insanely good leader of the opposition. He's going to be terrifying for the Liberals, I think, because he's able to stand up, give a killer soundbite full of genuine passion and look great doing it. He's going to be a formidable opponent for them. Mm. If they ever get power, we'll see what they're really made of. But for the NDP, that's always been an academic concern. An NDP has never had the government in Canada. They've never formed a federal government.
Didn't Jack Layton, and those of you that aren't from Canada, Jack Layton is a famed NDP leader from maybe 10 years ago, when he passed away. who brought
seven years ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago, and he won.
No, 2012. It was the 2012 election. So that would have been five years ago.
Yeah. And he won a position of official opposition, which was like
a huge coup.
And but didn't he say that, like, because his intention with the NDP, maybe he never said it, but he just intended it. But he said, as I understand, he said that the NDP's function, as far as he sees it, isn't to win, it's to be the party of opposition.
Yeah, and I mean, there's something legitimate about that.
Yeah.
And Jamie will be good at that. The biggest problem he faces, at least right now, is racism.
Right.
Like, there's many Canadians who are basically straight up been like, I won't vote for anybody who's like a clear practitioner of a religion. They're deeply, I think there are people who are deeply uncomfortable with the fact that he's a practicing Sikh and you know, where's the turban, where's the beard, and things like that.
Sure.
I think that's a bit ridiculous, personally.
And I think it's a short-sighted view of what Sikhism is.
Yeah, and also people said that about JFK, because JFK was Catholic, and people were like, if the Pope tells him to hand over the keys to the nukes, will he do it? And that's right. Like kind of a stupid thing to say. And
right.
It's an equally stupid thing to say now. It's just that this guy also has a beard and a turban,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like...
Right, right.
But this has been pervasive. There was a super racist, it's unpleasant to watch, interview with Jagmeet Dhan the day after he won on the CBC, where this like senior CBC interviewer, Terry Malewski, is like, basically was like, will you denounce Sikhs who think that this one Sikh terrorist was good? And he was like, and Jagmeet was like, well, here's the thing about this. Like, those acts of Sikh terrorism have nothing to do with Sikhs. Like, the people wanted a Sikh homeland in India, but it was like governments that carried out this oppression. So to like, just even on the level that you're saying that Sikhs have a responsibility to denounce this is like not something that I like about you.
Right.
And then he was like, and then he was also like, also who are you, what people are you talking about? I'm not aware of who you're talking about that I'm supposed to be like,
denouncing.
Which Sikhs are doing this?
Right.
Who has a post, like there, he's like Sikhs who have a poster of this guy up. He's like, who are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. And I think he was being kind of deliberate, Jagmeet, in the way he handled this.
Sure.
But I think he evaded this stupid racist
like a,
trap well.
Well, it feels like a gotcha question.
Yeah.
And I can understand. I can understand a certain amount of like stoic stubbornness not to answer, like not to,
to
not
engage with to the engage. Form of the question.
Yeah.
Well, because no one, as people have said, Andrew Scheer, who's Catholic, he's the new head of the Conservative Party. No one is like, will you denounce the Irish Republican Army bombings, you know, like from the 1980s, which is basically what they asked Jagmeet Singh to do.
Right.
It's like something that happened when he was 9 years old, but a Sikh did it.
Right.
And he also was born in Canada, you know, right. Like he's a Canadian.
Right, right, right.
It is, but he's been encountering things like that. There was also a pretty famous and well-publicized thing that happened to him during the campaign where this lady stood up at one of his things and was like, will you denounce Sharia law? And she yelled at him for Sharia law, which is
right.
A Muslim thing and not a Sikh thing. And he was like, he basically just said like, you know, I respect your right to say these things, but you can't be saying this right now. You know, he handled it super well. It was like a viral video of him dealing with this lady. So he's been, the racism has been unusually blatant for Canadian politics. Like, it's been right there on CBC, on video.
I think it's the first time we've had a serious contender who's not a white guy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
it's literally the first time.
Yeah. So like I do think, you know, I'm certainly not saying like racism's natural, man, but like I was kind of anticipating.
Yeah.
You know, like and
I'm curious about how Canadians are going to handle, you know, their feeling of smug superiority about how much less racist we are now that we have all this racism about this guy.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like a difference maker will be how you handle the racism. You know?
Yeah,
and
100%.
And I think, as I say in a lot of our episodes, so long as we engage in conversation with people from a point of not knowing and a point of like educating versus shaming, I feel like we can manage it in like in a open quote close quote Canadian way.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, as soon as I found out Jagmeet Singh was the guy, I saw immediately in the comment section a little bit of an explosion and was like, okay, now's the test.
You know, yeah.
Now's to see how much our quote-unquote Canadian values mean to everybody.
Absolutely. You know? And what are those Canadian values, you know, like of multiculturalism? And if you believe in that, if you believe in multiculturalism, you have to believe that a Sikh man could be the Prime Minister of Canada and could govern Canada for the benefit of all the people who live in it.
Right.
You just have to accept that premise, or else you need to start fighting for a different vision of this country, which some people are doing.
Sure.
And props to the ones who want white Canada and who are fucking honest about it.
Yeah.
I have so much more respect for them than the people who pretend to be kind and not racist and then are muttering out of the corner of their mouths. You know, like those people are
not
trouble.
In my house or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should be said, too, a lot of the obsession right now in the media over Jagmeet is about if he could win Quebec. Because
right.
Jack Layton's big victory in 2012 came because Jack Layton won Quebec. And Quebec, religious garb, especially brown people religious garb, like, you know, like niqabs and hijabs and things for Muslims. And I guess I haven't heard as much about Sikhs until now, but I think it must be caught up in this as well. It's a huge wedge issue in Quebec, right? Quebec has politicized religious garb and used it as a kind of way to divide people among party lines, right? So, and the discourse is generally a lot more hostile towards this kind of thing in Quebec. And there's a lot of skepticism that Jagmeet can win in Quebec because a lot of Quebecois voters will not vote for him just because he's a brown man with a turban.
Right.
There's fear. I like to think that the better angels of Quebecois voters could win out, or that by becoming familiar with him and his policies, which are, again, likely to be very good policies and policies that will benefit Quebec, that that'll be softened somewhat. And yesterday, Jagmeet said, if Quebec votes to separate, I think we should 100% let them go. If they're along the principle of a simple majority, 50% plus one vote. And he was very unambiguous about that.
Right.
As I think a clear way to start a conversation in Quebec that's not about his turban, which I'm sure he's fucking sick of talking about.
For sure. And also I think that's I imagine the people that want to separate in Quebec, a large majority of those people are also on the anti-religious garb.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Maybe that's a generalization.
There's an element of racism at play, almost certainly, in the anti-religious garb thing. But at the same time, the intellectual justification for it is that they need to preserve the French culture, preserve the French-Canadian culture, and that any kind of cultural expression that dilutes the French-Canadian culture is dangerous. Multiculturalism is not necessarily a fact of life in the same way in French Canada that it is here. I think for many people and in some places it is, but, you know, French people have gone through a lot, and they've fought very hard to preserve their culture and continue to live in their culture and grow their culture, and they have succeeded thus far.
Right.
So yes, I think there is overlap between if you did think that French Canada should be a separate country, you would probably also not want religious garb to be worn by people.
Right, right. And so his appeal there might be smart on two levels.
Yeah, those aren't the voters he's going to win, I don't think. I don't think Jagmeet Singh is going to win separatists. I think he stands a chance at winning leftists, right? Dissatisfied leftists, people who don't want neoliberalism, who have a choice between voting for the Liberals or, if they're pissed off enough, voting for the Parti Québécois. And if Jagmeet can smooth out the speed bump that his religious garb could be for those people, like the mental speed bump, I think he stands a good chance of picking up votes in Quebec. Mm. Is it too big a speed bump to smooth out? That's what we're going to end up seeing.
Right.
He's trying, and that's going to be a huge project for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of what works is that he speaks great French. After Guy Caron, who obviously is French-Canadian, he spoke the best French. And so that's a big plus for him. And he's also framed his own experience as a minority and his parents' experience as a minority as an inroad of empathy with the French-Canadian situation in the French-Canadian history. Like, he's kind of using that as an attempt to build a bridge between them. So hopefully, hopefully he can succeed, and then we can finally have multicultural Canadian space communism.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, this is really neat. I feel like we should also, just for future, bookmark a time to do a Conservative Party race, because I think that happened, and we didn't really talk about it.
I was thrilled to hopefully never talk about it again, but why don't we, you're right, why don't we crack that can of worms open sometime and talk about Andrew Scheer and the our beautiful friends in the Conservative Party, and remember all those fun people that we had stopped caring about, like fucking Brad Trost and Kelly Leach.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin fucking O'Leary. God, I had to hear so much about that guy for that 4 months, and it was just the shittiest. He was so shitty at doing that job.
He's a bad man.
He's a terrible man.
Yeah. Great. If you have any questions.
Friends of the show, Thomas McKechnie and Anthony McMahon and I were watching Star Wars The Force Awakens when it came out in theaters, and we walked out onto the, we were fucking fired up after, you know, seeing X-Wings shooting shit and, you know, fighting the Empire. We walk out onto the street in Toronto out of the theater. Kevin O'Leary walks by, and Thomas McKechnie screams, "Sith! You're a Sith!" at him at the top of his lungs. Anyway, hi Anthony and Thomas. I remember that.
Yeah, that's all. That's so perfect.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you like this episode, please let us know. Give us a rating and a review on iTunes. That goes a long way. Share it on your social medias, any and all of them that you have. If you have a idea for a topic you want us to cover, you can get at us. We're on Facebook, Explain It to Jamie, Twitter, at Explain Jamie, Gmail, Explain It to Jamie at gmail.com. We recently got a Pinterest account, which I don't...
What does it do?
I don't even know
what it does.
Just the internet suggested that we get one. And so I did, and we have it.
Great.
So,
I'm thrilled.
So pin us if you're... If you're Pinterested. Until next time, I'm Jamie.
I am Richard.
This has been Explain It to Jamie.
Wow!